Peter chapter 2 is a place we're going to begin in our study this morning. And so I ask you to open your Bibles there and get ready to read along with us. We have many guests with us today. We're especially glad that you're here. Thank you so much for coming our way and joining us in worship today. You may be visiting family or friends, passing through perhaps, going to a new destination. We're just glad that you're here. Thank you for joining us today. For the members here, you might have noticed that your box are a little fuller today. Is that the right word, fuller? More full for English majors than they have been in the past. I love this time of year. We find ourselves today at an intersection. We are looking at the end of one year and looking forward to the beginning of another, as our brother Craig so eloquently prayed. It's a time of reflection. We look backwards and we look at the things which have happened this past year. We look at the successes the Lord has brought our way, the blessings He has given to us. And we look at the challenges and we thank God that we've been through them. He saw us through. But we also look with eager anticipation of what is to come. A chapter in our lives that's yet to be written. The new year that, Lord willing, is before us and all the opportunities that will bring. If you're our guest this morning, one thing that the shepherds of this congregation have done for many years is that they have provided a plan, a focus for this congregation to look at and to put their minds upon, a goal to work towards each year. The intention of that goal is for this congregation to continue to grow, not only as a group, but to grow individually as our own spiritual walks with God. And so they give us focuses each year to achieve that continual growth in his way. This past year, 2018, I guess I'll still say this year, we've looked at becoming more like Jesus. We've looked at Galatians 5 and the fruit of the Spirit. What does it mean to be more like Jesus? And I'll be honest with you, this is a goal. We're going to come back to this again and again and again. We'll repeat ourselves over things we've talked about this year because this is the goal that will stay with us the rest of our lives. God's plan for every one of us is to become more and more like His Son, to become more like Jesus. And so the things that we've talked about and focused on this year, we're going to keep talking about them. We'll look at the fruit of the Spirit. We'll mention things that we've focused on. That's what we've talked about this year. This next year, the goal for 2019, we're calling it foundations. The shepherds have planned that he have foundations. Something different I'm going to do this year. If you have your books, just put them in your lap. I'm not going to go page by page this year as we've done this last year. I just want your eyes up here this morning, if that's all right. And I encourage you to look at this at home. Read through it at home and take some time and go through and get yourself acquainted with the goals this year. I just want to explain it on the screen. I want to explain the goal and some things that's going to take place this year and why it is the shepherds have chosen this theme and where it is they hope for us to go. I'm sure by now you've noticed this building is under construction. Have you noticed? Those of you who park on that right wing, have you gotten used to not parking there anymore? Construction is an interesting time. It's an interesting concept. In order to build, there's certain plans. There's a certain formula you follow in order to find great success. Whether you're building a construction building, a worship facility, or a house, there's certain steps you follow in order to achieve success. And that's the same for us spiritually. And so the shepherds have chosen the theme that corresponds with what's going on with this physical structure. As we walk into this building and notice throughout this next year the construction taking place, we're going to be reminded of what it is our shepherds are hoping for us to achieve, and that is growing and building our lives spiritually. We're calling it foundations because the very first step in every construction is laying the firm foundation. Without a strong and firm foundation, it doesn't matter what you're building, it will not stand. And same is with us. The very first step in our growth, in our progress, in our walk with God is making sure we're building our lives on a firm foundation. We're calling that established by God. God establishes our plan. God establishes our lives. He directs our steps. That is the starting place of all spiritual growth. If we take God's words and His will and we let them direct our steps, we allow them into our lives and we're believing these words and active on them, what it will produce or build is focused hearts. That is individual lives that are focused on the will of God and the Word of God. Strong, individual, focused lives. That means strong marriages, strong homes, strong individual Christians, because we are letting these words direct our steps, focusing our lives on God. And if we as individuals are strong, focused on the words of God, it will produce a functional church. Because the church is the people. And a strong local congregation is dependent upon strong individual homes and Christians. Functional, successful, effective, active. The local congregation, the way that God planned for it to be, a church that's active in the things that God desires for it to be, that's a functional church, which will happen if each of us are building our lives on the rock, on that foundation. And if we as a local congregation are doing everything that God has asked us to do, we're thriving in our work and we're active in the things that He expects of us, it's going to result in a growing community. That means the gospel's not going to stop here. It's going to spread. And what will happen is, in this community, not only will they see the work done in this local congregation, they will see in the lives of each of us individuals thriving, strong homes, striving, strong individuals. And that's going to be appealing. That's going to be attractive. That will help the gospel spread until you find a growing community, more and more people submitting their lives to Christ and building their lives on the rock. So as you can see, last year's theme, while it was related, the fruit of the Spirit, every month was something a little bit different, a different focus of the attributes of God. This year, the theme is going to build upon itself. As we go throughout the year, you're going to see how it will grow and progress in our thoughts and then also in what we're achieving. So I want to just take a minute and break this down for a moment just to show you what this looks like. First quarter, January, February, and March, we're looking at established by God. We're going to start with the groundwork. God lays the foundation. I love that phrase from the psalmist when he says, the steps of a man are established by the Lord. God establishes our path. God determines our direction. So we're starting the year looking at God Himself. January, the chief builder. Whole month of January, we're going to look about why it is God is the one who directs our steps. Why is He the one who tells us how to live? What gives Him the right to tell us what path to choose? We're going to look at that in January. We're going to build on that in February. February is often our special. We call it our February special. We're looking at the Gospel of John, and that's going to connect our thoughts between February and January. The Gospel of John, John writes in John 20, verse 30 and 31, the purpose of His Gospel. It says, these things I've written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing in Him, you may have life in His name. And so we're going to look at why believe in Jesus. Why listen to His words? Why is His instruction so important? John tells us that. And we're going to see why it is that we need to put our great attention and focus on His words. Direct our lives to His steps. And then in March, we're going to look at some foundation stones, some fundamental principles that we need to know. What are some things that God has said in His Word? Some very basic and yet crucial truths that we need to make sure are in place in our lives. That's how we're beginning the year. Established by God, understanding why it is that God's Word will make the best part of our lives, will bring about the best result for our individual walks. And brethren, if we do this, if we accept God's authority in our lives, and that His Word is what's going to be best for my marriage and my walk and my home, if I accept this and I'm putting into practice, this is ultimately going to build focused hearts, individual lives that are focused on God, focused on His Word, growing stronger each day. Isn't that what Jesus said in Matthew 7? Everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. The ones who hear these words and then do them, put them into action in their lives. And so our second quarter, we're going to be looking at the individual life that's focused on the words of God. And so in the book and in the month of April, strong lives. What are the attributes, the habits that God has laid out in His Word that will produce a strong individual in each one of us? What can we be doing? What can we be active on, focused on, that's going to produce strong lives? And then in May, we're going to look at strong homes. What are the characteristics of a strong marriage? What does God say makes a strong home? Parenting, the relationship of parent to kids and kids to parents and mates. And then in June, we're looking at strong leaders. I think we believe it incorrectly when we say that leadership is only a male position. God has called all of us to be leaders in different facets and different places. All of us are to be leaders. And so we're going to look at, through the Scriptures, what makes a strong leader and how can we lead in those capacities in our lives. That's what we're looking at, the strong individual. Each one of us focus on the Word of God, letting that direct our steps. And if we do that, if we allow God's Word to direct our steps, it will produce ultimately a functional church, a local congregation that does exactly what God expects it to do. 1 Peter 2, verse 4, he says, you also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house. We're building up. building up this local congregation, building up this local group of saved people into what God intended it to be. That means we're looking at a church that pursues God's plan. His plan for this local church. Shepherd leadership. Not CEOs, shepherds who care for the sheep. Passionate preaching, the purpose of preaching in the gospel. Servants in the congregation and deacons, but also in individual members. We're talking about the church that God had designed, His plan. We're looking at a church that pursues God's heart. Our relationships with one another matters to God. That's why over 20 times in the New Testament, you'll find this phrase, one another. Love one another. Be hospitable to one another. Give preference to one another. Why? Well, because our relationship with one another matters to God. And so in August, we're going to look at what it means to love each other and care for each other as God expects us to. And then in September, we're looking at a church that pursues God's glory. A church that does all things to His name. A worship-focused church. A church that gives our time and attention not just here, but in our individual lives to giving all the glory and the honor to God. That'll be our third quarter. And when this happens, good brethren, when we as a local congregation are doing what God expects us to do, it will result in a growing community. Paul wrote in the book of 1 Corinthians 3, 9 and 10, he who plants and he who waters are one, but each will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building. Each one has a role in evangelism. To think that evangelism is the role of the preacher alone shortcuts what God desires for each one of us. Everyone has a role that they can play in helping the gospel to spread. Some will plant and some will water. Some will invite and some will teach. But everyone has a role that they can play in this work. And if we are simply doing what God expects us to do as individual Christians, this is going to happen naturally. And that's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at embracing God's mission of that great commission in October through our prayers. The relationship between prayer and evangelism is closely connected. Praying for open doors, praying for opportunities, praying for courage. And then in November, in our words, do we know the words we need to say? Do we understand the gospel message? Do we know what people need to hear? What is that great gift? What is that grace? What is that gospel they need to be hearing? And then in December, if we're just living the lives that we are trying to do each day, that God-focused, God's will-focused life, people are going to see it. The uncompromised truth. The unbiased love. The undeterred focus. They'll see that. And they'll be attractive and appealing, and the gospel will grow. That's the plan for this year. We're building our lives, but it all goes back to building on the right foundation. That's why we have to start there. We're building on the rock. In fact, if your Bible's open, 1 Peter chapter 2. The building motif is one that's found through Scripture. Whether if it's Paul in 1 Corinthians talking about each one's labor, Nehemiah and building the walls, or here in 1 Peter 2, Peter says in verse 4, coming to him as to a living stone, rejected by men, but choice and precious in the sight of God. You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For this is contained in Scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone, a precious cornerstone, and he who believes in him shall not be disappointed. Do you hear that language? There's a foundation. There's a cornerstone whose purpose is not just to determine every other measurement. That's part of the cornerstone. You put it down and then you measure every other cut and every other stone by its original stone. But it's also the foundation. Everything that's built upon it. It's strong enough and sturdy enough that you build upon it and it will not stand. It will not break. It will not collapse. Even in the storms, even in the winds, that structure will stand. That's Christ. He says, you're building yourselves as a spiritual building upon Christ. That's the language we're talking about here. This next year we're building. We're building our lives. And in each of us building our own lives and our homes, we're coming together as a collective people focused on God, building up this local congregation ultimately for this. Change this community to help them see God and the gospel and how God's foundation can make the best life if we'll let it direct our steps. So that's next year. And I'll tell you, I'm excited. I am really excited for this thing. I really believe, good brethren, if we'll just do our best as individuals, you focus on your life and your homes, the few people entrusted to your responsibility, I think this can be one of the best years we have in terms of our own individual growth. This could be a year you walk closer to God than ever before. This could be a year you develop some habits that have been pushed off for a long time, and you get them strong and firmly planted better than ever before. This could be a great year, and I feel that excitement. I hope you do too. I think 2019 is going to be a great year. Not only for this local congregation, I think for you, and I think for me too. Now here's a couple things. A couple things that's going to be different this next year, new to this year. Just some things that help us in this goal. Something to help us in our own growth. Some things the shepherds have planned for us. Number one, the theme lessons. In the past, we have preached those on the four Sundays. Well, this year we're going to preach them every week. We're going to preach on the theme, something related to the theme, every single week. I have up there 1050. We're going to be preaching them typically on the 1050s. Although the schedule in January, I think we're doing it all in at 9 o'clock. It's going to change. But we're going to preach it every week. We're going to be touching on the theme every single week to make sure this is in our minds. And in our hearts, we're focused on it. Here's something else. We're going to have something we're calling a legacy weekend. Heard a lot from a lot of people that we have special weekends for our youth, and we have weekends for our kids, and we have EBS, but there's just not a lot of opportunities for our older saints here to hear some teaching that they need and encouragement that they need. Well, the shepherds have decided to offer that this next year. And so in the month of September, we're inviting Brother D. Bowman and Brother Paul Earnhardt for Friday and Saturday and Sunday to preach lessons for our senior saints. And the lessons are designed to help offer encouragement and instruction about what it means to be a Christian in the later stages of your life. Life after retirement. What does that mean? What are some challenges of growing older? What are some opportunities in growing older? Some things that you need to be taking advantage of. And so, for those of you who are older, this is going to be a great weekend of learning what it means for you to continue in your walk with Christ in that stage of life. We're going to have an Invited Friend Sunday in the month of March. That means for each one of us. We did this in our singing last year, and we filled this building full. And so we have a date planned in the month of March for every one of us to invite just one friend. And that lesson is going to be designed for them to hear what they need to hear. The gospel. The pure invitation to come to Christ. We have that planned. We'll show you on your calendar here in just a moment. We're going to invite two men we support to preach one Sunday. And so in the past, we've invited men 80 and older to come and preach for us. Well, this next year, we're going to invite men that we are supporting and they're preaching of the gospel. Brother Joe Hamm and Brother Robert Rafe are going to be coming at the different parts of the year to preach and share with us in their work and what they're doing and their different areas of sharing the gospel. Each quarter, we're going to have Q&A sermons. And what that means is that you're going to submit questions to us, and then Ricky and I will work through those questions and answer questions that you have. I love hearing questions. Got one the other day about dinosaurs. I don't know. I'm excited to look it up and look about dinosaurs. But I love questions. I love hearing them. And so if there's things that you have that you're just itching on, things you want to know more about, every quarter we're going to have our 9 o'clock lessons designed in 1 month just to hear your questions. Not live. You're not going to shout them out to us because that just would be unfair. But you're going to give them to us and we're going to look them up and help you learn a little bit more, some things that you're curious about. We're going to restart the neighborhood Bible studies. And so the three that we had this past year, we're going to do that again. We're going to do that again and try and continue to encourage our neighbors to come out and study the Bible with us. And then we're going to have some short teaching and videos on the website, other opportunities and tools to try and just get the word out about what the Bible's about, what Jesus is about, and what our friends and neighbors can do, what they can do to continue in their walk with God. Now, all of this can be found in your book, but we also provided this here a magnet that looks like this. You can put this on your fridge. We've not even hit 2019 yet. You can put this on your fridge. The first thing you need to do when you get home is get out your calendar for next year and mark this. Or just look at this and realize we've got a lot going on. And we want you here. We want you here as much as possible. I know some of you have vacations planned 3 or 4 years in advance. But if you can be here, we want you here. And I don't know if you can tell. You see all that colors? We're busy. We're busy. We got a lot going on. Just about every month, the shepherds here have something provided for these members, for us members, to grow, to learn. Whether it's our youth or our older members or just all of us together with our meetings, there's just a lot of things provided. And so make best use of that. Put that magnet on your fridge. Go buy it every time you go for a snack and remind yourself there's great things coming. And I need to be here. I need to be here when the shepherds offer these opportunities. Alice in Alice in Wonderland was walking through the forest, and she came to that cat, a Cheshire cat. It says one day that Alice came in the fork of the road, and she saw the Cheshire cat in a tree. She said, which road do I take? Where do you want to go? Was his response. I don't know, Alice answered. Then, said the cat, it doesn't matter. You may wonder, why all this? Why are we doing this? In fact, you may be new to this local congregation and wondering, what are you doing? Why have a vision? Why have a theme? Why have a book? You may be here, this is the third time we've put this in a book. You may be wondering, why are we doing this again? Why have a focus? Well, here's the thing, good brethren. If you don't have a goal for yourself, for your walk with Christ, for your faith, if you have no goal for your marriage, the spirituality of your marriage, you have no goal, especially for the spirituality of your kids. You just want them to grow up healthy and strong. Then it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you do at home. It doesn't matter what habits you build. It doesn't matter if you read at all. It doesn't matter because you're not going anywhere. But if you have a goal in mind, for myself, stronger spiritually every year. I want to walk closer to God every year. Or for my marriage, I want us this year, not only as a couple to become closer, but spiritually as a couple, I want to walk closer to God together. Or for my kids, I want them to be strong, especially before they leave home and they got to go off to college. I want them to know some things. I want them to understand some things. If I have a goal in mind, then I know what I need to do to get there. I have a plan. I have a map. I have a compass pointing the way, and it can help me achieve that goal when the time comes. That's the purpose of this book, brethren. Setting spiritual goals is a way that you can measure growth. It's a way that you can achieve success, whether it's a local congregation or for you individually. And so you may be here today and you're visiting with us. You have your own local congregation in a different state. Maybe this would be a good template for you or for your family. Some things that you can look at and focus on, because here's the thing. If we don't care where we're going, then let's just stop. Let's just stop. Let's just preach on whatever we want to preach. And read whatever you want to read and do whatever you want to do. If you don't have goals for your kids, just let them do whatever you want them to do. But if we have a goal, if we have something in mind, I want them to be strong. I want them to grow. I want them to learn. Now I know what I must do. I've got a goal in place. I've got a plan in mind. And I need to start charting a path, developing some steps to make sure I achieve that goal when the time comes. That's why we have a book. That's why we have a theme. That's why the shepherds say for this year, this is where we want you as our sheep to achieve and to go. That's why we do these things. And there's two things we're going to need this year. Two things you're going to need to do in order to make this a success. I'm going to need to do them. You're going to need to do them. If this goal is going to be a success, there's two things we've got to do. And the thing is, we can't do it together. You've got to do this on your own. And I've got to do this on my own. Ready? Here's number one. We've got to ask some tough questions. We've got to be asking ourselves some application questions as we work through this year. You can ask them today. You can ask them each quarter as you're progressing through the year. But there's some questions. If you really want to grow, if you want this to be a success, there's some questions you're going to need to ask. Number one, what do I need to demolish? What are some things in my life that I need to get rid of that are going to keep me from reaching this goal? Maybe some habits in my life, I know I need to break those. They are going to keep me from growing spiritually. Maybe there are some things that are keeping between me and my mate. Time together, open communication. Maybe there's some things, some distractions that are in the way of my family. We're just not having a lot of time together spiritually or relationally because of these things. Maybe it's too much extracurriculars. Maybe it's bad friends. Maybe it's bad influences. What are some things I need to demolish? Remember what the Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 12 and verse 1? Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let's lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run. Whatever sin is present in my life, I've got to start there and get it out. But brethren, whatever weight, what burdens, what distractions are going to keep me from being who God wants me to be, my best this year, I need to start here and realize if this is here, if I continue with this in my life, I know I'm not going to grow. I know I'm not going to achieve my best. I've got to start here and I've got to get it out. Could be anything. What do I need to demolish? What's keeping me from reaching this goal? And then I need to ask, what do I need to build? What are things that are non-existent in my life that need to be there? Maybe my relationship with my brethren, relationship with one another. I'm here and I'm gone, and I don't really know these people, and I need to really start forming solid relationships with the brethren. Maybe my own personal devotion to God. Reading the Bible. I'm just not doing it at all. Praying outside of these walls. I'm just not doing it at all. Maybe in my marriage. We don't pray together. We don't read the Bible together. We don't talk about God together. We talk about the kids. We talk about the mortgage. But nothing spiritual. That's non-existent. I need to start building. Or in my kids. Are we reading the Bible together? Are we talking about God together? If that's non-existent, I have a place I need to start building. What do I, not this local congregation, what do I need to build in my life? And here's one. What do I need to prepare? Maybe it started. Maybe I started some time ago, but it's been a long time. It's not been touched. And maybe that is the place. Maybe I haven't touched my Bible in a long time. And I need to start building a consecutive reading plan. Not that I have to read through the Bible in a year or read 6 chapters a day. Maybe just reading it a little bit every day. Or praying every day. Or in my home. In my marriage, there are things I need to repair this year. We're just not talking the way we need to talk. We're not intimate or affectionate. There's some things I need to repair this year. Or in my home with my kids, I just don't talk to my kids. Not real talking. Not deep to deep, face to face, real heart talks. We haven't had those talks in a long time. Maybe there's some things I need to repair this quarter. Do you see the questions you need to ask? Those are tough. Those are tough questions, but if we do, if we ask these questions of ourselves in our own lives, we'll know where we need to grow. We'll know where we need to start. Here's the second component, and that's prayer. Don't dismiss this. Don't roll your eyes at this. Prayer is a direct link to God, and it is only through God that we will succeed. The only reason this church has found the blessings it has and has grown the way it has is because God has been active here. God through the shepherds. God through the individuals. God through the teachers. Yes, we have been working, but guess what? God has been here. God has been active. And if we're going to grow this year, it's going to be because God has blessed us. And so we need to be a people who pray. Chris Emerson did a great lesson on prayer, and so the other magnet you're going to find in your box is his outline of the prayers of Jesus. It's a great habit. It's a great template to help us pray the way we ought to pray. But here's a couple of things I think we can pray for. Number one, it's just praying God's glory. And that means it's reflective, praiseful prayer. In light of what you've done for me, God, in light of who you are, in light of all the success we've seen and the answered prayers, I want to thank you and I want to magnify you. We've got to get this language more on our lips. Less I need and more God you are. You are great. You are strong. You are wise. Thank you. Those are prayers we need to pray. We need to pray for wisdom. I need wisdom. For all those entrusted under my responsibility, my mate, my kids, those and the brethren I'm trying to take care of. Remember our challenge from the shepherds. Those on directory, those above me and those below me, if I'm trying to care for them and protect them and help them, I need wisdom. And then even my own wisdom. Lord, as the word is opened, even in my own reading or here and the preaching and teaching in the Bible classes, open my heart. God, let me learn. Let me learn your wisdom because I need to grow. I need to learn. I need to pray for wisdom. And then I need to pray for each other. And you know what the prayer is? Help us succeed. Keep Satan from these members, dear God. For our shepherds, dear Lord, keep them strong. Remove temptation. Bless their wives. Give them wisdom. For us here, Lord, help us grow. Help each member of this local congregation that you have blessed in all these years. Help us to grow. Help this the matter. Help us to see your foundation as the foundation of our lives. Pray that for each other. If we did that every week and we're just taking a little bit of time and praying for the local members saying, God, I want these saints, this family I'm a part of to really succeed this year. What a blessing that'll be. In fact, the Hebrew writer says it best. Whether if you're Ezra, succeeding, praying every step of the way, seeing the hand of the Lord, or Nehemiah, praying for blessings as he builds those walls. The Hebrew writer says it like this: "Let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." And there is grace, and there is mercy, there is great confidence to be found in going before the throne of God because of what Christ has done. I know this has been tedious. I know these are nothing but plans. But good brethren, great things are in store for us. You believe that? Great things are in store for you. Greater growth. 2019 can be a great year for your family. 2019 can be a turning point for your marriage. 2019 can be a year that this local congregation grows and grows, not just in number, but in deeper love and harmony for the Lord and with each other. Share that excitement, brethren. Great things are happening. And great things will come. If you're visiting with us, we're going to break in just a moment for our Bible classes. We have for all ages, and so we encourage you to stay around and study with us. We have classes for our children and classes for adults, and so if you need help finding the right class, please, any of the men standing in the back, we'd love to help you find where it is you need to go for our next hour. We're going to have a song, and then a prayer, and maybe one more song, and then we'll be dismissed. There'll be a sign on the screen, but stay around and study with us. Thank you so much for listening so well.